Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. I'm glad you could join me today. Let me know you're listening. Send an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, be part of our Scottish conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish. On our Facebook page, you'll get a chance every month to win a CD of Scottish music, and you'll get news, trivia, and show updates. Join us at facebook.com/simplyscottish. This week, part one of an ongoing series exploring Scotland's historic landmarks. First, we'll introduce you to the work of Historic Scotland, the agency of the Scottish Government that's responsible for protecting much of Scotland's heritage. Then we'll visit the magnificent ruins of Linlithgow Palace, home to a number of Scotland's monarchs. From there, we'll travel north to the Orkney Islands and Scarra Brae prehistoric village. We'll also discuss the history behind these places, but the focus will be on what it's like to visit these landmarks today, including events and things to do and see. Let's start things off with music. This is Blair Douglas with a track from his album Stay Strong.
Spiraloo, con la quiche briaca en la pared. Spiraloo.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. For more information on the music you hear on the show, go to simplyscottish.com. Historic Scotland is an executive agency of the Scottish Government, charged with safeguarding the nation's historic environment and promoting it to the public. The organisation is staffed by a variety of professionals, including archaeologists, art historians, conservators, craftsmen, administrators, and custodians. Historic Scotland cares for over 340 attractions across Scotland, from every era of Scotland's past, including battlefields, castles, palaces, churches, historic homes, monuments, shipwrecks, settlements, and parks. Their website, found at historic-scotland.gov.uk, provides information on each property, including background and what to see and do. Get pictures, videos, learning resources, GPS navigation downloads, visitor details, gifts, and more, all at the Historic Scotland website, historic-scotland.gov.uk. You can also become a member, which gives you free admission to Scotland's top heritage attractions, a free quarterly magazine, and entry to hundreds of events held throughout the year. In 2010, I returned to my homeland Scotland for the first time in a decade. In addition to the thrill of reuniting with family members and introducing Scotland to my wife Amy, Historic Scotland gave me access to several key locations for a private tour and interviews with staff. On other episodes of Simply Scottish, I feature the places we visited, including Edinburgh and Stirling Castles, Melrose Abbey, Dryburgh Abbey, and Sweetheart Abbey. Coming up, a visit to Linlithgow Palace and the ancient prehistoric settlement of Skara Brae. Thank you. That was music by Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their CD Highlander's Farewell. Linlithgow Palace is less than an hour's drive or train ride from Edinburgh. The name Linlithgow means the loch in the damp hollow, and the palace is situated on the Linlithgow Peel, a large area of attractive parkland featuring a small inland loch. David I was the first monarch to establish a royal residence here in the 12th century. When Edward I of England invaded Scotland in 1296, the Hamlet of the Scots established a formidable defence around the residence, using it as his stake to attack Scotland. After the Wars of Independence, James I built the palace anew, with his heirs adding to it over the years. The Stuarts enjoyed the tranquility and fresh air at Linlithgow. It was a welcome stopping place for the royal family along the busy road between Edinburgh and Stirling Castle. Among the children raised in the ancient palace were James V, Mary Queen of Scots, and Princess Elizabeth. After 1603, when James VI moved to the royal court in London after becoming England's monarch as well as Scotland's, Linlithgow Palace fell quickly into disrepair. In 1745, a fire swept through its rooms, leaving the ruins we can now visit and enjoy today. The palace is open to visitors year-round and is one of historic Scotland's top attractions. Enjoy a picnic in the park, as well as a stroll to take in the palace fountain and numerous sculptures all around the property. In the summer, the palace hosts jousting tournaments with spectacular displays of horsemanship and skill with sword and lance. Another popular event is falconry, a favourite sport of kings and queens. You can meet the royal falconer, get up close to the birds, and find out why it was so popular with the royalty. Members of Historic Scotland can attend these events free of charge. Visit simplyscottish.com for links and more information on visiting Linlithgow Palace. That's simplyscottish.com. More music now from the Old Blind Dogs. This is Simply Scottish, available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. Share the show with a friend if you enjoy it. This week, Scotland's Historic Landmarks, Part 1. We're visiting Linlithgow Palace and Skara Brae Prehistoric Village. Beyond the northern tip of the Scottish mainland lies a collection of around 70 islands known as the Orkneys. On the settled islands, agriculture drives the local economy, along with wind and marine energy resources. Orcadians, as they're known, have a distinct dialect and an extensive folklore. The Orkneys feature an abundance of marine and avian wildlife. Another feature of the island chain is the heart of Neolithic Orkney, a World Heritage Site that includes the prehistoric Skara Brae settlement. Skara Brae is one of the best preserved groups of prehistoric houses in Western Europe, and it's one of Historic Scotland's top visitor attractions. Visitors experience a vivid impression of what life was like in a prehistoric village thousands of years ago. On display are ancient homes fitted with stone beds, dressers and seats. A replica construction lets visitors step back in time to see an interior as it might have been. Kids and adults alike will find enjoyment in the visitor centre, with touchscreen presentations, kids' games and puzzles, and the chance to see artifacts from the excavations of the site. The Neolithic village of Skara Brae was discovered in the winter of 1850, after storms left parts of the ruins exposed. Some 5,000 years old, Skara Brae was inhabited before the Egyptian pyramids, and centuries before construction at Stonehenge began. But it's not just how old it is, it's how well preserved the structures and furniture are. It's no wonder that thousands visit this site every year, eager to catch a glimpse of our remote past. Visit simplyscottish.com for links and more information on visiting Skara Brae. That's simplyscottish.com. For more information on the music and content you've heard today, visit our official website, simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, get updates and chances to win our monthly music giveaway by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in again soon for more of All Things Scottish, right here on Simply Scottish.
I have been strengthened, near distant sun. You fill my sails with winds to move me on.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
And now I can be free within these winds of change. It wildly comes to me, unfolding endlessly. I have been opened, me the restless one. You give me paths of rock to walk upon, and in a shelter the train is sad. You give me gentle shore on which to land. And now I can be free within these winds of change. It wildly comes to me, unfolding. Thank you. silent signs meet with others from shore. We sail through channels deep like those who've gone before. And in the clear of the Hebridean night, we turn her head round, sailing out of sight. And now I can be free within these winds of change. It wildly comes to me, unfolding